Hi. Sorry. I hope this isn't weird. I wanted to talk to you after singing yesterday. And I felt like a text just didn't do it justice. It's weird. I get really nervous talking out loud and recording my voice, but also if I text, I just second guess myself. So I just it's better for me to just kind of word vomit and get it all out. I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense, but anyway, sorry, I'm rambling. I wanted to say it was really good to see you yesterday. And I had a really good time. if you couldn't tell. Sorry, I've never gone that far with anyone before. But not in a bad way. I'm not saying that I regret it or anything. It was good. I'm glad we did it. I've been thinking about it, a lot. And I can't wait till we get to do it again. It felt so good when you touched me, just everywhere, but especially God, especially my tits when you squeezed them together and just played with them like stress balls. That felt really good. I mean, I kind of do it all the time to myself, just using my boobs as stress balls. So I didn't think that it would feel as good if it were somebody else, but it really did. It just, ugh, God, the fact that you like them just makes me feel so wanted, I guess. And when you put your hand between my legs and oh my God, sorry, this is so embarrassing. I'm touching myself right now thinking about it, but my fingers, they don't feel the same as yours. They don't feel as good as yours. When you put your fingers in your mouth and you made them all wet, and then you just, when you slid them in between the lips like that, and you just went so slowly. I'm so sensitive there. Then you, oh God, rub my clit slowly in circles. God, oh. So wet, and that made it so much better. Oh my God. Then when you played with the entrance of it felt so sensitive. I didn't know I was sensitive there. Then you just put the tip of your finger inside. So small and tight still, and it felt so big, just one finger. I can't even imagine what it would feel like to have like your dick inside me. God, I'm just imagining it. It would hurt, I think, a little bit at first, but I think it would stretch me out really nice. I mean, it's you, so nothing is really that scary. Because I know that you wouldn't do anything without making sure that I feel comfortable. And that's why I love doing things with you a lot. I mean, in general, dating stuff, but also sexual stuff. I don't know. I never thought that I could feel so excited about it, but I do. God, I feel so excited. I'm so wet. God. And, I know you said that we didn't have to do anything with you this time, because you didn't want me to feel obligated, but I don't feel obligated. I wanna make you feel good, just as good as you made me feel. Yesterday when we were, like, making out and stuff, and I got on your lap, I could feel you through your pants, and it made me think, what if I could just unzip them and just take it out and start stroking it for you, just spit on my hand to get it wet. And I mean, I don't really know. I've never done it before. I mean, you're pretty much my first time for everything, but you could show me, you could tell me what you like, and I bet it would feel so good for you if, after I got you really hard from stroking you, I could get on my knees in front of you and take it in my mouth. I promise I would be so gentle. I would be so good to you. I would kiss it. All the way. From the bottom to the top. And then give special attention to the head. Yeah. Would that feel good? Would it feel good for you if I put my tongue on the tip and swirled it around? God, I want this so bad. I'm practicing on my toy right now. It's so embarrassing. But I just want you here so bad. I just want to do this to you. You're just so good to me, and I want to be good to you back. Not that it's a trade-off or anything, I just, you are such a good boyfriend, and you deserve to feel good. And I just want you to remember that. God, no matter how much I suck on this toy, it won't be as good as the real thing. I want you. I really want you. And I want to build up to going all the way. But I guess you'd probably have to eat me out first. But that's a whole other thing. Okay. It's late and I'm getting tired, but I hope you enjoy listening to that. Oh my God, please don't open this up in public. Ugh, that would be horrible. Listen to this in the privacy of your own room, in your bed, or your couch, or wherever. I don't know. I can't tell you what to do. But I'll see you later, hopefully soon. Message me back when you listen to this. Tell me what you think. And I don't know. I can't wait to be with you next. Bye.